Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So I really thank you guys so much, to every single one of you, for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom Brady's going to have to do a better acting job in 80 for Brady. He's going to need to step it up a little bit on the big screen. Did I hear his lip quivering there a little bit? Is that what I heard there at the end, Mego?
Tremble in the voice.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Not a thing, Tom?
I wouldn't change a thing.
Not one thing?
Well, what would you change, Arcan? What would you? You wouldn't have come back? Don't tell me you wouldn't have come back for this last year. Is that what you're driving at?
This last year, I don't know. Gave up a lot for this last season. To go out 8-9, getting blown out in the first round, I don't know. Was it worth it?
I never would have left Tara Reid. That's just me. I never would have gotten out of the Tara Reid game.
You're not even going to Bridget Moynihan.
No. I just, you know.
Love only comes once, Mega.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe for you.
You look at her now, you go, she's got things together. It's Jones and Mego with Arcan.
All that Sharknado money could have been his.
You could, yeah, exactly. Grown that into an empire. Jones, Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. We're taking all your phone calls, all your reaction today to the news that Tom Brady is retiring again. And we have to ask again if it's for real this time. 617-779-7937. Ryan, our producer, mentioned this off the air, and I think he makes a fair point.
Yes, I do.
Is there enough skepticism about Brady coming back? Like, everybody's like, oh, it's for real this time. Oh, did you hear him crying? Did you hear that lip quivering? He said he wouldn't change a thing. He's not going to draw it out this time. He's
love
got the he loves everybody. He's got the Fox contract. Should we all just buy this? Are we really buying it this go round?
Without even getting into the personal side of things, which I feel like you can't dance around. I mean, the man went through a divorce at the beginning of the last season, and it was very public.
If he never left Tara Reid, things might have never gotten
that
there.
His ex-wife didn't want him to continue playing. She was very public about that. But I do feel like, even in talking about this, you guys remember the movie Big Daddy?
Yes.
Adam Sandler movie?
Sure. Great movie.
The very beginning of it is like, we wasted the good surprise on you.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt when I was preparing for this show of I wasted all my good stuff last time. And I feel like I even wasted it this Saturday before the official announcement, because if you remember how it happened around this time last year, almost exactly this time last year, it was there were leaks and there was the report on the Saturday, and then he came out on Tuesday and officially retired. So everybody, this is the third go around, really. It's not the second go around. It's the third go around. Do I think that he's done? I have no idea.
Well,
I think that there are indications, particularly with the timing of this and certain people who got jobs in Denver yesterday, or a certain person who got a job in Denver, that indicates to me that he maybe had a very specific plan that he wanted, and that fell through. So now he just would rather not play. But who's to say that there's not another opportunity that comes up in the next couple weeks, next couple months, that is better suited for his situation.
Well, we wasted the good surprise on you.
That is exactly kind of how it went. That's exactly how it went. And, you know, with the movie release, it's hard to ignore that. It's hard to ignore that the timing is coming with the movie release coming out. And, you know, maybe he can make a cameo on Fox in the pregame coverage leading up to the Super Bowl. He's not going to be in the booth during the Super Bowl, but maybe he can make a cameo on the pregame coverage leading up to it. The timing is very suspicious. And as Megan pointed out, and Ryan, not to put you on the spot, but if we could cue up Tom Brady, pretty much told us there's no reason to ever believe him. There's no reason to ever put in stock to an announcement like this.
What I say versus what I think are two totally different things. I would say 90% of what I say is probably not what I'm thinking, which is challenging, you know? And I'd really admire people that actually can do that and say what they think, because they invite a lot of other things into their life. And I think there's part of me that doesn't like conflict. So in the end, I just always try to play it super flat.
So that's Brady basically telling us not to believe it. Do you believe it, Arkan?
Yeah, I think I believe it. I don't know why. He said he'd play till he's 45. He's 45.
I think I believe it's a little wishy-washy.
It is, but I'm going to go with yes. I do believe it. I think that this is for real this time. I don't know. You remember last time around, there wasn't as big of a market as he was thinking, and I think that kind of blew up his whole idea of what was going to happen and the way it was all going to go when he left New England. I don't know if there's a huge market for him now. I know there's teams that could use him. I don't know if they're going to be knocking his door down, and I think he just assumed call it quits now. At 45 years old, I mean, it's tough to recover from an NFL season the older you get.
So, look, I thought he'd have a huge market 3 years ago, and he didn't. I was wrong. So, you know, hand up.
I was wrong about that, too.
Hand up on that one. I thought it was going to be 25 teams lining up for him, and it should have been. I mean, as we've come to learn, it absolutely should have been 25 teams lining up for him. It should have been 31 lining up for him, but they didn't. I don't get the vibe this go-around there wasn't a market for him. Rick Stroud, who's very plugged in with Brady, although apparently not, because he didn't see this coming in his column last night that I found interesting, had like six teams, you know, including Tampa Bay, six or seven teams. Maybe that's not as robust as we were expecting, but that's still a lot of teams that need a quarterback and I think would have been in on Brady after probably any other quarterback not named Aaron Rodgers. Maybe Rodgers they'd prioritize over Brady. Maybe Lamar Jackson if he shakes free.
Geno Smith.
I think Brady would have been more sought after than like a Geno Smith or a Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and I feel like Brady did a good job of shoving those teams that were not interested to shoving their faces in the mud after winning the championship, as winning the Super Bowl as soon as he went to Tampa Bay in the very first season. So it's kind of like, well, you know, you learn your lesson the first time around. That would bring us to the discussion if you think that he is so dramatically a different quarterback than he was in 2019, 2020 in terms of his performance, because that's the other side of it. It's hard to parse out what Brady says publicly and what he actually means or if he understands what he's feeling. And so when he says that he wants to play until he sucks, he doesn't want to keep playing when he feels like he sucks. Would you look at his season this year and think that it didn't meet his standards? I'm not talking about having a regular season losing record. I'm talking about his personal play that he thinks that he can't go somewhere else and translate into playing as the quarterback that is his standard.
Well, let's discuss some of the options for Tom Brady. I think Jeff Darlington this morning on Get Up kind of detailed some of what we were talking about in that Rick Stroud column. Darlington very plugged in with the Brady camp. He kind of took us through what Brady was weighing in the final hours.
This was really going to come down to the Bucks or retirement, which is something that I think a lot of people had difficulty believing based on the fact that the Bucks retirement or Bucks roster wasn't shaped necessarily for success coming this season. But he believed that he wanted to be part of the solution if ultimately he did wind up continuing to play. I think that's an interesting component here. He was not necessarily planning to play the free agency market. Now, he did in his head, he did go over the options. He thought about all the different scenarios, the 49ers, even the Patriots at one point. Someone had expressed to him the idea of going back to the Patriots, to which he quickly was like, it ain't happening. The Dolphins was not happening. It was always going to be, in his head, playing for the Bucks or retiring.
So I just don't totally believe that. And I know you're calling BS on that, Mego. You were hinting at maybe the Sean Payton aspect of it, which I know we want to get to.
First of all, I find that Darlington clip really weird.
Why?
because the way he presented it was somebody brought up the Patriots to him and he said, absolutely not. I believe that he was absolutely never going to come back here. That it just wasn't an option on the table.
I don't think he'd ever come back here and play for Bill Belichick.
I don't think he had any desire to come back, to go back in time and come back to New England.
I think he would come back. I don't think he'd come back and play for Bill.
Oh, because there's so much else on this roster to bring him back?
Yeah, I just don't think
it's
he's
such
gonna,
a good situation for
I just
Tom
don't think
Brady.
He's going to bend the knee and come back and play for Bill. I think, you know, if he could have... he's in the business of selling movies. He's selling a story. Like, if he wants to come back to New England, there's a great, great story there. So I don't think he'd come back and play for Bill, but I thought he would have come back.
But I don't like the way that Darlington brings that up, where he makes it sound like the Crafts went back to Brady or something.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
The Patriots, at one point, someone had expressed to him the idea of going back to the Patriots, to which he quickly was like, it ain't happening.
Yeah. Somebody expressed to him, like, is that like Ninkovich reaching out to him? Be like, people are talking about you going back. And he's like,
it could be Robert
texting back. Nah,
it could be Robert
Edelman.
And Edelman, I'm sure, was doing that. He actually said that exact thing at Encore last night when he was being interviewed by our good friend Tom Giles. So, no, look, Robert should have checked with Tom Brady, but he's now retired again. For the second time, are you buying it? 617-779-7937.
The Tampa or nothing thing?
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Come on.
I don't buy that.
Tampa or not? Is he that married to the city of Tampa? You know what I mean? Like that? I feel like that's the...
It's an olive branch to the last organization he played for, and to make it feel like he's not spurning another fan base would be my guess on that one. Again, you can jump in, 617-779-7937. Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker. Just say play 93.7. WEEI. Here's my thing. I'm going to say this again, and I feel vindicated in saying it last time, and I got called an a-hole and a bad guy and everything else when I said it last time. I think less of Brady. I think less of Brady for hanging them up and deciding to retire now when he doesn't suck.
Oh, man.
He told us, Tom, you told us, you were going to play until you sucked. You don't suck. He was, I think, third in the NFL in completion percentage last year. He had a 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He led the NFL in completions and attempts, although I don't know if that's the greatest category to lead the NFL in. He was back in the playoffs. He won his division. It was a bad division. He was under 500. Brady doesn't suck. You put Brady on the Niners, he could win a Super Bowl. You put Brady on the Dolphins, he could contend for a Super Bowl. You kick Bill out of here and you bring him back here, maybe they're contending for a Super Bowl. They would have had a much better record last year if Brady was here than Mac. So I think less of Brady. He might be leaving another championship on the table. For what? For what? To spend time with his kids?
Okay,
you know, I'll retire.
Yeah, no, apparently not. You're still playing. So I said this last year, and Brady did not have a great year, personally or professionally. I don't care. I was right. I said I thought less of him for retiring last time. Everybody was like, oh, good for Tom. Oh, he's done. What else could he accomplish? And I said, no, I think less of him. As a competitor, I think less of him, and I hate this decision. And he came back. Good. Hopefully he comes back again. He shouldn't retire. He's still got too much left in the tank. He could win an 8th Super Bowl if he continues to play. Yeah, come on.
So I wonder how fans feel about that. And I'm talking about Tom Brady fans. Like, put your... I know you can't separate a lot of you Patriots Brady from Brady, who's bigger than the Patriots, absolutely, at this point. But do you want to see him continue to play? Or would you rather just have him hang it up and you don't have to think about him this way anymore and you can pretend like he never went to Tampa Bay and like he was yours all along? That's what's interesting to me, because I would love to see him continue to play. I think a lot of people don't want to see him slide into sucking and whatever his standard of that is.
I mean, last year was pretty close, but I don't think he's there. He could have won a championship if he went to San Francisco. He could have won a championship.
Okay, you can say that for a lot of quarterbacks in that situation, though.
Okay, true. But why wouldn't you pursue it? Why wouldn't you go for it? Why are you hanging them up? I think less of him as a competitor. And he's, you know, maybe the greatest competitor of all time. That doesn't mean he's still not. It takes him down a peg in my eyes that he's leaving championships on the table and he's not going to pursue potentially another championship when he easily could go win one.
It takes two to tango, though. The San Francisco 49ers have to bring him in. The Dolphins would have to bring him in. It's not like he's saying to them, like, I'm not going to go play for you. There was maybe not an opportunity for that to happen.
Maybe not. It sounded like there was going to be an opportunity, but again, you know, you listen to Jeff Darlington, Brady wasn't going to go anywhere other than Tampa Bay.
He was exhausted. How about that side of it?
He was
exhausted.
He lost 15 pounds.
I was just going to say that. He lost 15 pounds last year.
Withering away to nothing.
Most of it in his face, as we all saw. But yeah, if I'm a bad guy, so be it. I think less of Brady. I thought less of it when he retired last year and he came back. And I was right. 617-779-7937. Your reaction to Tom Brady on the way out. Do you think any less? Do you want to see him come back? Would you have entertained him here in New England? As I would have, and I think Robert Kraft should have. We'll get to all of it. And we also want to get into, whether or not Brady was tied to Sean Payton. Mego touched on this, addressed this. I want to follow through on that right after trending here from Christian Arkin.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
All right.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Tom Brady has retired again, and this time he says it's for good. Brady made the announcement on social media this morning, saying he wouldn't change a thing about his career. Brady won 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots, 1 with the Bucs. He ends his career as the NFL's leader in career passing yards and touchdown passes. In other NFL news, Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills, indicted by the Guernsey County Common Pleas Court grand jury on 1 count of rape and 1 count of kidnapping, both first-degree felonies, according to a release posted by the Ohio Attorney General's website. The indictment stemming from an incident that took place in December of 2019. Sills appeared in 1 game for the Eagles this year. He's been summoned to appear in County Common Pleas Court at 1 p.m. on February 16th, 4 days after the Super Bowl. NFL Network is reporting the Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has cleared concussion protocol. He was diagnosed with the second concussion of the year in the loss to Green Bay on Christmas Day, placed in the protocol the next day. He was named a first alternate to the Pro Bowl games, but will not attend despite clearing protocol. Celtics and Bruins both in action tonight. Celtics are at home hosting Kyrie and the Nets at TD Garden. Celtics have won their last 9 matchups with Brooklyn. They'll tip off at 7:30. Bruins are up in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs. It's both teams' last game before the All-Star break. Linus Allmark in net. And Marty Walsh, current U.S. Secretary of Labor, is believed to be the top candidate for the NHLPA Executive Director job. Sure, hunger suppressants, fasting, or a cleanse can help you lose weight quick, but is it sustainable? You know the answer is no. All you have to do is make the call. Call Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I'm Christian Arkan. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.